Today is Friday, September 16th, 2016, and this...
What is that music in the background? Where are you guys? Vegas?
What are they doing there?
What are you guys doing there?
Getting married.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 568.
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back to you, too.
We were off last week, remember?
Yep.
Now we're back talking about Las Vegas for our listeners who missed us and for those who didn't. All right. So we have a lot to get caught up on. And before we jump into a bunch of news, let's talk about Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic for all the people who are still not sick of us talking about it. Real briefly, there's been some additional developments. There have been. Mm-hmm. You can check out all the details at VegasInternetMafia.com, of course. The big news is that the 777th annual running of the Vimptucky Derby will again be part of the event.
Yay.
So if you have not yet signed up your team for the Sigma Derby tournament, do so. You can go to that website for all the details. It's a fun time. And Mary is probably already... working on her strategy to be the... How many times has she won?
Twice.
Oh, I thought it was three. Okay, twice.
I think it's twice.
I don't know. Anyway, she's a recurring champion and the person to beat. So it's going to be great fun. You can see the whole schedule, agenda.
You can see the whole...
You can see the whole... No, you can't. Well, maybe at Vimp. You never know. Weird things happen. Anyway, visit VegasInternetMafia.com. There is a new version of the iPhone app. If you are an iPhone user and you are going to Vimp or just want to follow along at home, you can download that. Make sure and delete your old one if you have that on your phone and load the new one fresh to ensure that it works properly. It's a very nice app, and Hunter did a lovely job with it, as always.
Yes,
and plus messaging stickers, which is fun. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of fun little things you can send to people that are Vimp related. I like it. I feel like a 12-year-old girl. And I mean, I'm not going to clarify that.
Please don't.
All right. Sure would be nice if our dogs would shut up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just excited we're recording again.
All right. Let's talk about some news. I'm going to kill them.
No, you're not.
Lucky Dragon is opening. We've known that for a while, but there is an official opening date now. How long is this going to go on, this barking nonsense?
I don't know.
Some people are entertained by the dogs barking. Mm-hmm. I think they like that it throws me off in the same way as you occasionally do. Mm-hmm. Okay, power through. Lucky Dragon.
You can do it.
The Asian-themed off-strip hotel and casino that is being built on Sahara near SLS has an official opening date. So if you are going to be in the Las Vegas area on December 3rd, you can be there as part of the fun. I would caution that if you're going to be there, and this is just my personal
opinion
on this, I would not stay there on opening night. I would go and enjoy the casino.
Mm-hmm. Walk around.
But
have some food.
Oftentimes,
gamble.
Hotel openings, I don't know if it's exclusive to Las Vegas or elsewhere, but Las Vegas hotel casino openings are often not great. They don't have the bugs worked out yet. So... yeah, you have been warned if you choose to go.
Might have to wait 6 hours for your room.
Might
or more.
Be a mess. So that's Lucky Dragon. Look forward to seeing that. That's going to be a little something different since it is catering to a very specific audience and isn't similar to the other things that we have on the strip right now. I even hesitate. I almost called it Asian themed, but I kind of hesitate to call it that because it's, I mean, it is, but it's really not in the same way. Like, you know, Imperial Palace was kind of Asian themed, but it wasn't that they were like putting
marketing.
All.
Yeah. Yeah.
They weren't putting all their eggs in the Asian gambler barrel by any means. What barrel did Imperial Palace put all its eggs into?
Sometimes that barrel was very smelly.
I know. I don't know what the barrel was, but the eggs rotted there and it smelled throughout the casino, I guess.
Wait. Eggs in a barrel? You mean eggs in a basket?
Eggs in a basket.
Fish in a barrel?
It's like shooting eggs in a barrel. Don't you remember bobbing for eggs in a barrel as a child?
Right.
All right, so that's happening. Moving along. The incredible onslaught of show closings continues. This, I can't remember a time since we've been doing the podcast where there have been so many big shows closing. In the last several weeks, we've been discussing Jersey Boys is closing, and I don't know, seems like there's a whole bunch of them. There are a couple more now coming up. One is Puppet Up. We spoke about this briefly before it opened. It's the kind of comedy show with fake Muppets at mm-hmm. Venetian. That opened in July, and that I think tomorrow is the last day for that show, so that did not last long at all. There's another one. Oh, this is all according to the Review Journal. Is it Spoofical or Spoofsicle? Anyway, Spoofsicle, the musical at V Theater. That was one. There were two shows that opened around the same time that have both closed that were like poking fun at Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. This is the second one that has closed. That is also closing tomorrow. And then another longtime show, Million Dollar Quartet at Harrah's, is closing on December 4th.
That's surprising.
I know. That's been getting really good reviews. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious about this. Are people just not going to shows anymore? Is it getting harder and harder to sell tickets?
I know we're not going to shows anymore because we hardly ever did in the first place.
Yeah, it's not really an anymore for us, though. But
in general, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the question is, are we going to see a trend now of fewer shows? I don't know. I wonder if the resorts are going to scale back on their entertainment offerings in terms of shows and decide to go a different direction to try to get those dollars. If it's not profitable, if shows are closing this quickly, it would seem that it would be really hard to be, you know, making a lot of money on them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe for the hotels, it's not. A lot of them are now, at least with some of their showrooms, they pretty much just rent out the space and let the producers handle all the marketing and the costs and stuff. So maybe the resorts are doing just fine. And at some point, though, the show producers who put these things on are going to, you know, quit taking the risk and doing it. So I don't know. I'm very curious to see what the next year will hold in terms of shows. If it will be fewer production shows, more headliners. Seems like things are kind of going in that direction, which is okay with me, but
yep.
Time will tell. There are a couple new shows that are opening. They're at Windows Showroom at Bally's, which
has a place where shows go to die.
Kind of. You know, we had talked about Wayne Newton previously, and it seems like he's added some more shows to his schedule now, so the end may not be near as quickly as we thought for Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, he canceled a bunch, and now he's added some back in, so who knows. But anyway, there are two new shows that are coming this month. One is called Bronx Wanderers, and this is a band. It sounds to me like it's a Shinta's kind of show. It's a band, and they do a variety of music from the past several decades. Mm-hmm. They say from the American Songbook, which is meaningless. They don't do any songs by Brits. I don't understand what...
Yeah.
Celebrating the music of the American Songbook. Well-known pop and rock songs for the past six decades. Tickets are between $53 and $78. This show just opened, so you can go see it now if you would like. There's another show called Vegas the Story. It's a 2 p.m. show. So if anybody's looking for an afternoon show, there's a new one. It is. It presents the history of Las Vegas entertainment from the 1930s through today. It's like comedy and music, and I would imagine there'll be some impressions.
It's aimed at old people, isn't it?
Kind of sounds that way, yeah. This one opens on the 23rd, and tickets are $50 and $60. So if anybody goes to these shows, we would love to hear reviews.
Mm-hmm. Can we pause for a moment?
We can pause. Take care of whatever those bastards need. Okay, let's try this again.
All right.
Moving along, there's a new gay nightclub coming to the Strip. There have been a couple gay nightclubs in the past that have not fared very well, but someone is trying it again. Mm-hmm. You may recall that Crave was located in the Miracle Mile Shops general vicinity on Harmon, and that closed and then moved downtown and then failed downtown. And then there was Liaison at Bally's that lasted only a few months, And there's a new one, Las Vegas Weekly Reports. It's going to be called Revolt. And it is going to take up some of the space in the Saks Theater. Apparently the showroom space at Saks Theater, which is one of the Miracle Mile Shops theaters, the actual showrooms are up on the second level, apparently. And on the first level, there is a bar and lounge. So they're going to use that on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays as a new gay bar between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. There's a preview event on September 23rd, but it's a private event, but you can probably get an invitation if you go to the website and register. They're going to be letting a certain number of people in through that that manner. RevoltVegas.com is their website if you are interested.
If you go, let us know how it is.
Yes, we would like to hear, especially if you've been to...
the previous two.
Yeah, if you were at those, if let us know how it compares. Bourbon Room finally closed. That is the bar at Venetian that was... originally opened as part of the Rock of Ages promotion when that show was there, and they decided to keep the bar open for a while after Rock of Ages closed, or I guess it moved to Rio. And now, according to a Facebook post from one of the employees there, there's a new lounge coming soon. It's going to be called the Dorsey. No word on when that's going to open, but I'm guessing probably around the end of the year. Seems like with new bars, they try to get them open for New Year's Eve. So that would be my hunch. Of course, now he's going to play with the loudest toy, isn't he?
He's going to play with the loudest toy, and then he's going to bring it over and expect one of us to throw it. Max is a little high maintenance tonight.
A little bit. It's because I didn't give him any exercise today.
Oh.
All right, there's a new bar coming to MGM Grand. The Rouge Lounge has closed and will be replaced by something called Loser's Most Wanted Bar in December, according to the people at Eater. I use that term people loosely. Mm-hmm. It's a country dive bar. It previously was there for a couple weeks during the rodeo last year, and it must have been successful, and they've decided, let's bring it back permanently. So that is happening. If you're a fan of the country music, you can...
What about the Western?
I don't know if they'll have that, but they will have one. Or that joke, boy, we've been...
I've been driving that into the ground.
It's the worst joke. It's, you know, from Blues Brothers, and it's still... It never is funny, and yet we still...
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be those people who are like, so are you walking your dog or is your dog walking you? cold enough for you? I'm guilty of it too.
Oh, yeah.
I've done the stupid country western joke. Anyway.
I can't help myself.
It's opening in December. There is a lounge at Planet Hollywood that we've barely talked about at all. We discussed it when it first was, I think right before it opened, the Crazy Girls Cabaret Lounge. It's on the mezz level. I think it's in the old Pussycat Dolls lounge space up there in the... I know, you're
like... I know where that is. I know that the mezz level is upstairs. There used to be this...
There was a nightclub, and then there was a lounge area next to it.
Okay.
So it's the lounge area next to it.
All right.
But they're changing the name. They're stripping Crazy Girls off, and now it's just going to be called the Cabaret Lounge. And I'm wondering if this is bad news for Crazy Girls. Like, they're going to close, and this is a precursor. Or if it was just confusing for people, because I don't think the Crazy Girls show is actually in the Crazy Girls Lounge. I think they were just trying to do like cross branding.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether to read anything into this or not, but they do have some sorts of shows in this cabaret lounge, like stand-up comedy and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if this name change means anything. Since nobody has mentioned this place since it opened, I suspect it doesn't matter. But I thought I'd mention it anyway. Couple new restaurants. There's a place called Little Tokyo that is coming to Paris. It is a sushi restaurant.
Like sushi.
I do like sushi as well. It's from the people who run the neighboring Japanese restaurant called Yongkang Street. What do you think?
I don't know.
Anyway, I was like, Little Tokyo sounds really familiar, and then I read that again on Eater that this is going to be a fancier version of the Little Tokyo restaurants that are in some food courts. And I think I've eaten at Little Tokyo. There might have been one at Mall of America at one time when we worked there a long time ago. If not, I know I've seen one recently in one of the local malls. I'm almost certain.
Because you hang out at the local malls a lot.
Oh, I love food courts. I do. Fine cuisine.
And shopping.
Yeah. And then finally, this is thanks to Marie on our Facebook group. She posted a copy of the menu from the new restaurant that's coming to downtown Grand. It may be opening as soon as tomorrow. And it's called Freedom Beat. It's going to be their new...
That's a dumb name.
It is a horrible name. It's going to be their new... Oh, is it... Okay, how does Freedom Beat compare to Stewart and Ogden?
Well, it depends on the story that they've made up to go with Freedom Beach.
I think they've dropped that whole... I don't think they're creating lame tales to try to get people interested in their casino anymore.
Okay.
I think they dropped that about a day after it opened, when everybody said, no, this was not ever a fucking neon factory. Anyway, it's a typical 24-hour casino restaurant, burgers, sandwiches, salads, pancakes, a couple breakfast options around the clock. The menu didn't look like it was anything all that. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I got to try that. It was just like, oh, it's typical.
It's just, if you're staying at the hotel, you need some breakfast or whatever. It's convenient.
I'm guessing that Stewart and Ogden, which is currently temporarily at Art Bar, they've like moved it in there while they're doing construction. I'm guessing that will just go away. Hmm. That would make sense.
They can pretty much just support one restaurant in there.
Apparently. Well, you can always go across the street and go to the commissary. They've got their little coffee stand there. So there are other options, but...
Yeah, there are other options. There's Pizza Rock and Triple George.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, as far as like... I was thinking like breakfast options. And
Anyway. Yeah, those aren't breakfast options. Yeah. Unless you take the Pizza Rock pizza home.
Which I would recommend.
I would highly recommend that.
Great out of the fridge.
Cold pizza.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't worked out my business plan for my cold pizza franchise thing. Someone else is stealing it. I guarantee it's going to happen at some point. All right. Let's talk about our friends at...
Viator. Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We have had a lot of listener testimonials about our friends at Viator lately.
Yay.
And as luck would have it, we have yet another one. This one comes from 50 in Vegas, who said, we had a great Viator experience in France, or France. They used the 500 link, of course, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We booked a day bicycle trip around Versailles. The local tour outfit that Viator partnered with was first rate. Our guide was super knowledgeable, and even our teenage kids enjoyed the history lesson as well as the biking and picnicking.
Yay.
Another satisfied Viator customer, this one in France.
You could stop saying that now.
You know, like when I say France, is it like saying vase?
Oh, I hate vase. Oh, God, I hate it so much. So much.
Well, whether you call
it's a vase. It's a fucking vase.
Whether you call it France or France. If you're going there, you can make your vacation better thanks to our friends at Viator. It doesn't matter where you're going. They've got you covered. They've got awesome tours, attractions, adventures, shows.
I thought you were going for a better off dead thing.
French
fries.
French toast. French bicycle trips. So, you know, you're going on vacation any time of the year. You're looking to make it great, go to Viator.com. Check out what they've got. They will help you plan an amazing trip. You can book all your tours and adventures through them. If you are going to book an amazing tour or adventure through them, please click on the link at 500bymidnight.com. Before you book, we get extra credit points. Of course, you can also download their iOS and Android apps. They are really great as well. As always, thank you so much to Viator for your longtime support of the show. And thanks to everybody who's been sending us testimonials and also who's been supporting our sponsor. It means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I forgot the last couple weeks to do a Facebook group post of the week. But there was a good one that I wanted to mention. It just was posted a couple hours ago by Stacy. And she shared a picture of a very shiny black shirt with flames that she bought for her husband at Binion's for $6 that he only wears in Las Vegas, and was wondering what he wanted other people to share their only in Las Vegas clothing. I was the first one to respond with my flame shirt that is almost exactly the same, very similar style, same scripty Las Vegas. It's obviously manufactured by the same people. This one was purchased at Casino Royale about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Probably. I think I wore it. Did I wear that at the first podcast of Palooza?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I might be bringing it to VIMF because it sounds like there's going to be an informal gathering of flame shirts.
Really?
Well, it seems to be shaping up that way. I have a feeling that might happen. So I might have to unretire the flame shirt. And then other people have chimed in with theirs. Similar flame shirts. Not all of them are like that, but I'm amused by this. It brought me great joy today. So thank you, Stacy.
You started out wearing... Well, you only wear that in Vegas, and have you worn that fishing, too?
The flame shirt?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
But you've only worn that in Vegas.
That is correct.
But there are some shirts that you've bought for Vegas that have carried over.
I have been wearing more often some of my like my bowling style shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the daddyos.com purchases. They're year round. They're
lovely. I like them.
I like them too. So I've been wearing them more.
They make you look like a fancy lad.
That's my goal in life. I always wanted to be a fancy lad. All right. We've got a bunch of phone calls. They're very entertaining. You know, sometimes it's weird with our phone calls. I've listened to these, obviously, already because I had to prepare the show.
I have not. Don't be a surprise to me.
One of the things you notice from time to time is there are trends in the phone calls. It's been a while since we've had, like, a whole ton of drunk dials,
mm-hmm.
and then you get a week like this.
Nice.
So if you're somebody who's not a fan of the drunken phone call, you might not like this next segment so much, but...
But we like it.
There's some good information, though. It's not like it's just sloppy drunks. There's only one or two of those, but... And I'll let you judge for yourself which ones those are. but, you know... I don't know. Maybe it was the holiday weekend
that
brought this out in people. But I enjoyed it. I'm glad that people thought ahead, programmed our number into their cell phones, and called us from Las Vegas. And we're going to start. We have a series of calls from this next gentleman.
Hi, Honey by Midnight. Tim and Michelle, it's Strickland calling from Baltimore. I am currently in Las Vegas. Walking up the strip right now. I'm staying at Caesars, and I am doing a casino golf tour right now. I'm basically going to hit every single casino up and down the strip, and I'm going to play a table game at each one and get a dollar chip from each one. Why, you ask? No fucking idea. Just feel like it. But in honor of Mermaid's closing, I actually got myself a yard of, like, frozen drink from Fat Tuesdays, which I am drinking now. I got the 190 octane. I asked if it needed an extra shot or two, and he said no. It natively has 5.5 shots of grain alcohol in the 48 ounce. So I've just started drinking that, and I'm fairly sober right now, but we'll see how things go as the trip goes on, and I may just have to call back with updated trip reports, and you can check my level of sobriety as we're going. Anyway, heading into Mirage right now, going to make it all the way up and then back down. We'll see how many of these I make today. I'm staying at Caesars, so I'm working north and then back south again, and we'll see what happens. So love, love, love the show. By the way, a little plug for you guys. If anybody has not heard the 500th episode, I just went back and listened to that about a week ago. Your 500th episode is wonderful and entertaining and sweet and kind of amazing. Anybody who is listening and has not heard it yet, you absolutely should go back and listen to the 500th episode. That is all for now. We'll check in later. Thanks, guys, for everything you do.
All right. Thanks for that call and the compliment. We appreciate that. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the 500th episode now.
Tell me how it is.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't listen back to the show.
I don't either, but... I think, is that the one that I put a shitload of effort into, or was that the 10th? I don't know. I
think it was the 10th anniversary that you put the shitload of effort into, and in the 500th episode, you were just like, meh.
Yeah, I thought we just phoned that one in. I don't know. Apparently Strickland liked it, so. We've got some, there's a dude on our Facebook group right now that has started at show one and has been listening. I think he did 50 shows in 5 days or something.
Oh my God. 50.
And so that's pretty much our first year or so. And he's been commenting on various things as he goes. Thankfully, he's smart enough. He's doing it all in one thread. He's not starting a new discussion for each show, which would make me furious. So I'm appreciative. And I've been reminded of things I'd forgotten about. And
cool.
I apologized already because I'm assuming he's going to need therapy at some point. But. Mm-hmm. The games people play. His choice, not mine. I don't encourage people to do that. I'm not particularly proud of some of those early... Some of them are lovely, but some of them...
I know I've said stuff that...
He loved our first drunken Fremont show where you were filing
my nails on the table at Mermaid's.
Yeah, and we did the taste test of the deep-fried Twinkies. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So much fun in the archives. Can you believe we've done this 568 times?
I know.
That's crazy.
It is.
I thought about that the other day, and
you know what the next show is.
All right, next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Charles from Wisconsin.
What up, bro?
Just got back from watching Billy Idol at House of Blues. It's absolutely amazing show. Anybody who has any interest in 80s music should definitely go see it. I'm staying at Delano, which a couple months ago was absolutely awesome, but they PGP'd all over the place. And sadly, they don't even have shower gel. Instead of the Mulling and Getz nice amenities, they have some random soap and shampoo that probably wouldn't be good enough for a Holiday Inn in Des Moines. It's really sad because it's a beautiful hotel and the people are great. The rooms are amazing, and it's just sad because there's not even shower gel. So you gotta lather up your, it just makes me mad because
lather up
it
your
was
what?
So wonderful a couple months ago, and now it's like, here's your little, kind of tin of soap. So, oh well.
He's really sad about the soap.
Billy Idol. He was great. It was a great show.
Glad he liked that.
But
the soap, man.
He wanted to take a nice shower afterwards.
I thought maybe the Morgan's group would keep them from PGPing the shit out of Delano, and that didn't happen. Bye.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know what PGP is, the MGM Resorts Group, Resorts International, they have an initiative called the Profit Growth Plan, yes, where they are pretty much trying to find any pennies they can squeeze out of their properties, whether that's through parking fees or cheaper amenities or whatever. So that's what's happening.
How can we screw the customer and give them a shittier experience?
Charge them the same or more, get them to spend more, give them less. That is what PGP is all about. And it is entirely being done, as our friends at Vegas Tripping have tracked. It's being and reported on. It's being done to increase the bonuses of a handful of select executives.
That's so gross.
I mean, it's...
It's corporate America, but it's still gross.
Tired of the man fucking us all.
So I think you've shared your opinions on shower gel versus soap
before. Yeah, I prefer gel. I agree. I don't want a fucking bar of soap. What is this, 1950?
I go back and forth.
Really?
I've started to come around to the soap.
You like a bar of soap more than shower gel? I don't want to have
it
to lather. I just
soap.
Want a handful of goop and rub
Lush
it on my body.
Make some damn fine soaps.
No, see, you can't. We've been down this road with different food products. You can't take the best bar soap and compare it to shower gel in general. That's not how it works. You take the, in general, an average bar of soap, an average shower gel, like what you're just normally going to get.
Oh, gel all the way.
Exactly. So that's great. If you get the finest of Dove moisturizing cream, no, whatever that shit. Do they still make Dove? Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They probably do.
You can't compare the... I love that I'm using Dove as the example of the finest bar soap in the land. Someday we will all be rich and have Dove. I want my shower gel. Actually, I think I use Dove shower gel?
You use Dove shower gel. It's like that men's plus care or something.
Yeah, and do we really need to have gender specific? Well, I guess we kind of do because ladies like flowery stuff more than...
Not all ladies like flowery stuff.
No, I know, but again, you're average. Forget it. Now you've got me all worked up. Now I'm all in a lather
over
shower
soap.
Gel.
God.
Should we move along to our next caller?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Kim and Michelle. This is Alex from Canada.
Hello, Alex.
I'm drunk as hell.
Good for you.
At Aria right now. We were at a pool party all the freaking day, and we're feeling great. We were at fucking Gilly's, loving life.
Did you ride the bull?
Ride the mechanical
all
bull.
All right.
We all done... Yeah, about 20 seconds on the ball. We're doing great. Gotta say, Roxy, great for breakfast. Always good, always good. Keith Jarry's, they can go take off. But then also Nacho Daddy down the street, oh, best thing you could ever have. So we're just drunk as shit right now, and we're at Aria. It's probably pushing 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're getting drunk. We're gonna have a good time. So we'll talk to you guys later.
You know that he's an authentic.
I like that plan.
I know that he's an authentic Canadian because he referred to Guy Fieri as Guy. Telltale sign. As opposed to those inauthentic Canadians. I don't have any examples. Some of the inauthentic Canadians. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know. What would constitute an inauthentic Canadian?
Are you trying to start another international incident on the show where you complain about specific countries?
That incident was not in regards to a specific country. That was to a large grouping of countries that one person assumed applied to them.
I don't want to offend our neighbors to the north.
We love our Canadian listeners and friends.
We do.
Many of them who come to VIMF.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing them there. Those of them that can make it.
We will be sad too.
Some of them,
some
you know,
of them can't make it.
Well, it's just not important. Some of them. So, you know, if they don't want to come and visit us and hang out with their friends, that's fine. That's Minnesota passive-aggressive behavior for you. No, that's fine. If you have something better to do, you just do it up there in Canada. We'll be fine. It's fine. All right. Okay, next up. This is our drunken friend, Melanie.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Melanie from Colorado calling, sitting next to the, come on, push the button machine at El Cortez. Just wanted to give you a little trip report. Had a very wonderful 40 hours here in Las Vegas this weekend. Great football. Give you some updates about some things. The Happy Feet foot massage place at El Cortez has reopened.
Hey.
Just reopened this week. I just left there. I asked for my favorite guy and said, hey, is Lee here? And the guy that's running it now, kind of older Scooby-Doo villain character, sort of laughed and went, no, we have professional. Well, they put everybody in scrubs, and I wouldn't say it was professional. It was fine, but it wasn't stellar like it had been in the past. So I'm a little hesitant to fully endorse Happy Foot Massage like I was in the past.
I'm no longer worried about being the one on the show to start an international incident after that accent.
What else can I tell you about? The new sportsbook at the California is amazing. Highly recommend it. Big, nice, clear TVs. They've got nice couches with ottomans, chairs you can actually sit in. I mean, Westgate's amazing. Caesars is amazing, but it's so hard to get a seat, you know, especially if you don't want to drop a bunch of money like at Legacy. So highly recommend the Cal Sportsbook. It was a hoot. They actually had old school drawings with those blue tickets. See, at halftime it was a chair, and then at the end of the game it was an iPad, and this older guy from Hawaii won. It was hilarious.
So go a to Hawaiian Cal, at the Cal? What?
I also went to the, I think it's called the Noodle Shop. It's a new restaurant.
Are you stereotyping?
No.
Are you saying that there are a lot of Hawaiians at the Cal?
Well,
how
yeah.
How dare you?
They actively market to...
I'm just kidding.
Now
it's
I'm
true.
I'm trying to start a national incident.
It's true. You know how I feel about it. I better not. Should I start...
No.
Should I start upsetting specific states?
No.
Sometimes I just question whether or not Hawaii should still be a state. That's all I'm going to... Do we really need it anymore? They haven't really... they still have their own traditions, and I like the Hawaiian people. They're lovely. I'm just wondering, maybe they'd be happier off being their own country. I get that feeling sometimes. They do all that luau shit that nobody in the mainland gives a crap about. Oxtail? No, people like that. I don't know.
You still haven't tried that.
No, I know. I think somebody said they were going to buy it for me at VIMF. If they could bring a bowl to me, I don't really want to go over there and get it.
Oh, but the Cal's nice.
It is nice. I like the Cal. We have a lot of, we've been getting a lot of good reviews, and we enjoyed it. But at VIMF, it's hard to even, we barely make it out of, you know, Golden Gate and the D,
mm-hmm.
and that stretch in between. So I suspect if there's any trip where I'm not going to make it over to the Cal or Main Street Station.
It'll be this one.
This might be it. All right. We could Uber over.
Uh-huh.
Not there in California. Pretty good. I'll give it 7 out of 10. Not too bad. I had the dumplings. The pad thai looked good, but I didn't try it. The decor is amazing. The upgrades at the Cal are fabulous. So, anyway, it's all I can think of now. Love your show. Really missed it this weekend. I did my strip run. I ran from I took the lift from downtown to the Stabosphere, ran to Mandalay Bay, and I turned around and ran back to Main Street, which is far. Don't recommend that stretch between Stratosphere and Main Street, but I did it. Anyway, love your show. I missed it. I love running on the strip and listening to your podcast always. And I hope you guys do a great job. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Did she say Stabosphere?
She did say Stabosphere.
I like that.
I do too.
I'm sorry to all of our Hawaiian listeners if I offended you. Look, that was a non-apology
that
apology.
Wasn't...
I'm very...
I was just about to call you on that.
I know. That was bullshit.
It was bullshit.
I'm sorry. You're good Americans. You belong to be part of our country. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, there are a few things, but
I know
we have a show to do.
You keep a running list, don't you? That would be a hell of a VIMF event.
Oh, my God. I do not have a list.
Over the past year, here are all the things.
Here are all the things that...
People would enjoy hearing all the things that I've... All the ways I've disappointed you in the past year. Let's not do that.
You don't disappoint me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for humoring me. All right, let's check in with Strickland again, see how his drunken strip walk is going.
5:00 by midnight. Strickland calling back with the trip update from Baltimore, by the way. No, I'm not in Baltimore now. I'm in Las Vegas right now. So I made the decision that Stratosphere was way too far to walk. It's not really considered part of this trip anyway, but I did compromise. I haven't been to Circus in quite a few years. But
you have a comment?
Stabosphere, much like you don't believe Hawaii is part of the United States, Stratosphere is now part of the strip.
See, now we're going to get... Oh, no. You're opening a whole can of worms. It's there. Let's put it on the strip. But... Technically,
you're going to get those people. They're going to come out of the woodwork. Technically, the strip ends at Sahara Boulevard, so... And did you know that the strip isn't even in Las Vegas? It's actually in Paradise Township. Did you know that?
Oh, God, I fucking hate those people. That's the... I love our Vegas nerds, but shut the fuck up about the strip not being in Las Vegas. Who gives a shit? That's the, like, that...
Who does that?
Oh, it's all... it happens, like, every... There's somebody... Not somebody. Somebody put out a video. There's a video on YouTube about that, and it's been posted to the Facebook book group a couple times. There's That's like one of those people think that they know something secretive by dropping that fact, and it's like, who gives a fuck? It's not like people don't know that, and the people who don't know that don't care. And it's just one of those, like, well, it's not really. It's pedantic assholes are the people who drop that.
I wouldn't
that.
Say it's Vegas nerds. I'd say it's pedantic people.
Yeah. It's not the...
Because Vegas nerds is like a heartwarming thing because...
It's a subsection of Vegas nerds.
Yeah.
The people who have to drop in their little factoids about every fucking thing in the world. Okay.
Okay. One of our dogs has a bladder issue again that we had to address.
Why am I so fired up tonight?
I don't know.
I need.
You need to unwind.
I know. I need some time in a fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I have that coming up. All right. Oh, yeah. We're in the middle of a phone call, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
By the way, this is the continuation of the casino golf trip. So, had to walk by the big open desert lot that is Resort World and is... I've forgotten the name of the other big that hasn't even started construction yet. But yes,
France.
They both look like big open lots right now with nothing going on. Like there's a little construction at Resort World, but really nothing. Anyway, so Circus, I decided to stop in because I haven't been in years and years and years. And yeah, it's still kind of a shithole. I mean, Basically, it hasn't changed much in the many years since I've been. I know that the steakhouse at Circus is rated like the top one in Las Vegas, but I think it's because as soon as you walk in the door, your expectations are lowered so much that it makes the steakhouse seem that much better.
I like that theory.
I can't think of any other explanation. I mean, there are plenty of other good steakhouses in Las Vegas that have got to be just as good, and you don't have to walk through as shitty a casino to get there. Anyway, already finished my Fat Tuesday drink that was 48 ounces and claimed to have 5.5 shots of grain alcohol. I don't believe it. I claim bullshit because, you know, a little bit of a buzz, but not like as much as I should have from 5.5 fucking shots of grains of alcohol. Grains of alcohol. Maybe I am a little more drunk than I thought. I apologize. So anyway, ready for a refill as I'm heading across the street to get to Encore and Wynn. Do you think they have the tall foo-foo drinks at like Encore and Wynn? No, they probably, like, if they do, they charge like $100. Sorry, I'm walking by one of the double-decker buses right now. It's too freaking loud. Anyway, I may call back in again later if I can remember the number with a more trip update. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
He loves us.
Oh, I'm enjoying this so far.
I know. We've got three more from him, too.
Cool.
All right. We get a lot of calls. That's what happens when you take a week off. Get backlogged, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I'm enjoying them.
Oh, can I do a casino review at the end of the show?
At the end? Oh, a non-Vegas casino review?
Yeah.
If you must.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
If I must.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you were to post the, if you were to post it on the Facebook group, I'd delete it.
You'd delete it.
But yes, if you want to, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
With the caveat that we're not inviting similar reviews on the Facebook group.
Okay.
Trying to keep it Vegas-y. At one point, I was more open to that kind of thing
mm-hmm.
on there, but it's like, there's all, we've got enough stuff to talk about. So.
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just say, hey.
No, we'll talk about it. Talk about it. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, I called you earlier, but I didn't even leave my name, which is J.R. Swift, the great. Anyway,
the great. I'll be the judge of that, J.R.
Staying at the Orleans, tomorrow moving over to the Bally's for four nights. Comp, thanks to the Total Rewards people. My birthday is on Tuesday, which is
happy
sort of the
birthday.
Reason for coming up. Done reasonably well playing. I think I'm actually ahead a little bit. Went downtown tonight, or actually this afternoon, and played a little bit at the Main Street Station at the Cal. Had some really good luck at the Cal, probably won like $600-$800 at the Cal. Really like what they're doing there. The Holo Holo Bar is awesome. They have some nice craft beers available for players, and it seems like a much nicer place than it used to be. So, if I had an opportunity to stay there, comp, I would definitely do it. Actually, just playing some Caveman Keno game of choice at the one of the casino bars here at the Orleans. Pretty late, but you know, I don't really care, and you know, if anything else interesting happens in the next few days, I will call you all back. You know, you could disregard the previous message since you didn't even know who I was, but you know, maybe I'll get to listen to this one on the podcast. Thanks, love you guys, bye.
Oh, he loves us too.
Aww.
We're beloved this week. Until I get all the hate mail from Hawaiians, and who have I offended? Hawaiians, pedantic assholes, and...
Oh, who cares about the pedantic assholes?
People who would like to say France, mm-hmm. including myself. All right, I feel like the Cal is going through quite a resurgence. Barely talked about it at all, and all of a sudden, it recently, not only did we spend some time there and enjoy it, but we've had a lot more calls about it mm-hmm. recently. So the remodeling is paying off. People are rediscovering and enjoying it, which is great.
Let me clarify. I care about the Vegas nerds. I do not care about the pedantic assholes.
Right.
There's a fine line.
What about the overlap?
I don't know. Can you show me a Venn diagram of that?
I can show you a picture of a couple of them. All right. Moving along.
Tim and Michelle, Strickland calling back from Baltimore with a trip update for my casino golf. So, just leaving Casino Royale quite loud here on the strip. Sorry about that. Apologies. Anyway, so you lost $19 at craps here. I've been to seven casinos now. Six of them I've lost at craps. One that I won, actually at TI. But I'm not much of a slot player, but I did play the Willy Wonka slot on your recommendation. Put $40 in, and 5 minutes later, I had $101 walking out. I hit some crazy bonus that I don't even know what the hell it did. But you know what? 40 in, 101 out. It's all good. Have no drink. I'm ready for another. So just wanted to give you an update, and I'll keep you updated. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the update. I'm not sure if I gave up Wonka during our last trip for that trip.
Mm-hmm. But you could get on the train again.
We'll see. I know I'll give it at least one shot when we're there in October.
Mm-hmm. And depending on how that shot goes.
That might be the make or break. I might be done with it permanently. If it goes super fast, or it might tease me and give me some, you know, nice bonuses, and I might stick mm-hmm. around. But I think that's going to be the decision time. That's are we going to continue our relationship or not? So we'll see.
I wonder if they're more popular right now just because of Gene Wilder.
That could be. Yeah, that may very well be.
And people want to have that connection.
Yep. All right. Who am I? Where are we?
We just finished with Strickland.
Strickland number three?
Yep.
All right, next up.
Oh, this is Alex from Canada calling again.
Hello,
yeah,
sir.
We're drunk again. We're at Cosmo. First time we ever had a freaking verbena. The girl we're with, she's like, oh, my God, my mouth tastes like fireworks. Yep. We're getting loaded, and that's our plan tonight. So thank you for that. Bye.
Enjoy.
Her mouth is a firework.
Baby, you're a firework.
All right. Thanks for the calls, Alex from Canada. Happy you're having a good time. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Brian from the OC. I wanted to say something about the cocktail vouchers at the Cosmopolitan. So when I heard about that, I just happened to be in Vegas shortly after they rolled it out at the Bond Bar. So I went by and tried it. And I got my first drink right away, and then a voucher spit out pretty quickly before I was done with my first cocktail. And so I kind of didn't think too much of it, other than I don't like the whole idea of this crap. I went back just last month and a half ago in June, and again, I was given a cocktail right when I sat down at the Bond Bar, and the next voucher did not come out, and I did track my play until I had run over $200 through the machine. That's what I'm going to call ridiculous and bullshit. $200 for a cocktail when I could go sit at a slot machine and that cocktail would be comped over and over, at least as fast as a cocktail waitress will come. So something I also noticed while at Bond Bar on that first visit with the vouchers and then this most recent one in June is that the cocktail quality has gone down significantly, and the bartenders that I like to talk to were the first to admit that they were given much less, they were questioned much less in the process of developing the drinks, and the drinks were decided by their head bartender. At least they said they think they were, because their head bartender would normally have put out a much better menu. The drinks were overly sweet. They were not the amazing cocktails I've had there for the last couple of years. It was really, really, really disappointing. So I gave it two shots, bad cocktails both times over a several month period, and the vouchers. So the Bond Bar is no longer my favorite video poker bar to play at. So I'm done with the Bond Bar. But you know what? The hold on the machines wasn't bad. But if I'm having a crappy cocktail and now I have to wait a really long time for it, it's just not worth it. Thank you so much for the podcast, and I wish you all the best.
All right. Thank you for that report. We appreciate it. We have had, I apologize, I didn't note who mentioned it, but somebody on the Facebook group mentioned that the bar at the Cromwell now has the green light, red light system for drinks, and that they were going to be adding it at Bally's too. So I think Caesars is doing, instead of vouchers, it's essentially the same thing. The uh-huh. bartenders see a green light when you've qualified for a drink. So
ooh.
That might be spreading through the Caesars properties as well.
I thought it was like your Fogo de Chao idea, where if you want a drink, you... Or you're flair bartending,
no.
But they don't do flair at Cromwell.
No. No, unfortunately, it's not that fun.
No.
Damn it. Tightening up the drinks. What are you going to do?
Drink more. Drink elsewhere.
There you go. If you drink on the casino floor, you know, maybe the bar is just not the fun place to drink anymore or to gamble. Go on the casino floor. Find a spot where the cocktail waitress knows you're sitting and
mm-hmm. tip well.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Hey, Tim and Michelle Strickland from Baltimore calling you back with the update. Let's see, down to O'Shea's / Harrah's now, since O'Shea's is apparently now just a small little tiny speck inside Harrah's.
The link.
A little disappointing, but you know, O'Shea's is never all that anyway. And I'm checking out the link for the first time. I have not been like to the whole shop area. You know, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not like destination, like I would make a point to come here, but It's not terrible. And by the way, let's see. I play craps usually, and I am down 7 out of 8 casinos at craps. But I won at Willy Wonka, and I won at roulette. So, you know, it's a sign. Maybe I'm playing the wrong fucking game. Anyway, I think I need another drink. I'll keep updating you. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
All right. One more call from him coming up in a little bit. In the meantime, let's check in with Betsy.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Betsy from Houston and calling at 4 a.m. from Vegas. I just had a great experience at the Vesper Bar at the Cosmopolitan.
Can tell.
If you go there, you have to ask for Todd. He is awesome. He got me the best drink ever. Other things at the Cosmo, you have to get a room overlooking the Bellagio fountains. It is awesome. They have the best terraces. You can just sit there and watch them all day long. Also, the Holstein. Oh, my God. Go to the Holstein and get one of their milkshakes, their alcoholic milkshakes. They have, I got the Apocalypse Now, or Chocolate Now, and it's got frosting on the outside with candy and a brownie and the Hershey's, and oh my God, it was the best thing I've had here. And then Egg Slut, I could eat there for every meal. The Fairfax is awesome. And then we also went to Beauty in Essex on your recommendation. Got the dumplings. They were fantastic. The service was awesome. And also got the macaroni, and it was fantastic as well. Love you guys. And kisses from Las Vegas.
Hey now.
Bye.
She loves us and gives us kisses.
Aww.
She's obviously drunk.
That'll happen when you go to Vesper.
It will. She's having a great time at Cosmo. Hit a lot of my favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of jealous right now.
Yeah.
Hope you had a great time. It sounds like you did. Okay.
I love the boozy milkshakes at Holstein's, but it seems like whenever we go there, I'm either trying to absorb the alcohol so I don't need more.
I think last time we were there, we did have them though, didn't we? I think so.
Okay.
We usually don't, but
yeah.
I feel like we split one. I think that's the
key.
Might be the approach for us.
Because they're big. Yeah. So they give you a full serving and then they give you a tin with more stuff.
They are delicious, though.
Yeah, you just have to find one to agree on, which isn't hard.
Nope.
Because they have a lot of deliciousness up in there.
Truth. I haven't heard of the one she mentioned, the Chocolypse Now or whatever, but it sounded like a lot of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I really summed it up nicely there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right, let's check in with Charles again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is a ridiculously drunk Charles from Wisconsin calling from a bridge over the
Troubled Waters?
River Kwai.
Just did the High Roller Happy Hour, which is an amazing amount of fun, even if you're doing it by yourself. But about half an hour later, oh my God, it hits you. Yeah, those drinks are very strong. I'm hoping I get back to my room safely. Hey, talk to you later. Bye.
I feel like when Charles has called us in the past, there's been a similar comment of, I hope I make it back to my room safely.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a consistent theme of his trips. I'm not judging.
No.
I've been there.
Yes, we all have.
Just an observation. We didn't hear back from him, so we don't know, but I'm assuming he made it back. I think he's been on the Facebook group, so I think he's okay.
Good.
All right. Melanie, what's up?
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Melanie.
Melanie calling back with a little more Vegas-y information. I just played the new Orange is the New Black slot based on your experience, Michelle, and I loved it. I am not a slots person at all. It's probably the first time I've actually participated with any interest, and it was awesome. I hit 2 bonuses, Crazy Eyes and Alex. If it makes you feel any better, I read the book and a while back, but it's essentially more of a contemplative memoir, and the characters are actually extrapolations of the original people. I think of all these actors that have jobs because this show has done so well. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the show. So, thanks for the great recommendation. A couple of things. Bellagio, I went by to see the conservatory this morning, and it's undergoing its change in the season. So, I was bummed about that, but one thing that's cool is to watch these people do their work. There were all these people in hard hats. There were two people with fishing nets catching fish out of the koi pond. It was quite the endeavor to watch. What else do I have? So, Fremont Street at 6:30 in the morning. Probably the scariest time to be there, even more than now at 1:30 in the morning. So, 6:30 in the morning, I'm going to go run. And there's about 12 homeless people hanging out.
She's out for a hurricane stage. Walk.
You know, the one that's outside of the Gold Nugget. Kind of in a, I don't know, it was really weird. They're all hanging out on the benches there, but all looking the same way. They look like a jury, like the 12 angry men. And no security around that time of night that I saw. Just had a heads up for anybody in the Fremont Street area that time alone. Also, for those of us who like to exercise or even just get out and about on the strip early, remember that do the west side first because the east side has shade longer. So if you go down, say, to Mandalay Bay on the west side, then you'll have more shade when you come back on the east side. So you can see both sides. There are a lot of closures and escalators in the Tropicana area. But interestingly, around Cromwell, they closed the stairs. So most of the years were really bottlenecking because they actually had to go up some stairs. But anyway, love the show. Can't wait to hear it next week. And RIMS is in a month. Can't wait. Take care, guys. Bye.
I can't wait to get up early and go jogging with Melanie during VIMF.
What is this exercise you speak of?
Yeah, I'm not aware of this concept. Oh.
I went jogging on this strip a couple times. This was long ago.
Mm. I remember that. I stayed in. I was sleeping. All right. Thanks for that call. As always, a couple left. Let's check in. Oh, yes?
This has nothing to do with Vegas, but just the slot machines. Okay. Again, don't post this on the Facebook group because Tim will delete it. If you watch the show Orange is the New Black and you're expecting the book to be anything like it, it's totally different. But it's really good.
I think people know that by now. It's like 4 years in.
A lot of people probably haven't read the book.
Oh, I thought... I don't know. If they're watching the show and they expect the book. Oh, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I was going the other direction. I would think that people who read the book have probably checked out the TV show.
Yeah. And it's fascinating because the woman who wrote the book is one of the executive producers, but her character, they do not make her character look good at all.
All right, moving along. Yeah. Let's check in with Strickland one more time.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. Strickland calling back from Baltimore. Yes, day two of the casino golf tour. And, Vegas beat me. I couldn't get it all the way. I was doing south of Caesars. I made it all the way down to, MGM in New York, and 100-degree Vegas heat even at 5:30 in the evening. And let's see, I walked 8 miles yesterday and 5.5 miles today, and I'm just too fucking old to keep going. So had to skip the Trop and Mandalay Bay, Luxor, and Excalibur. Probably not really much of a loss with any of those, although I am kind of partial went right into my head. You know, the one all the way on the end that would be amazing if it was right in the middle of the strip.
Mandalay
anyway,
Bay.
Anyway, so
Hooters.
Of the new things that I've seen, the park, definitely not a destination. I mean, it's got some okay places, certainly not any place I would go if it wasn't on the way to some show I was seeing at the T-Mobile Arena. The Link, you know what? They actually kind of polished up the old Imperial Palace pretty well. It's not terrible. It's okay. Now, the park, on the other hand, is kind of like, I'm sorry, the Link area, that whole bad high roller crap, same as, like, you know, the park. It's just not a destination. Anyway, once again, I lost at most of the places, but I did play the Willy Wonka machine at New York, and actually won. And I hit, like, the bonus thing a couple times, and, man, that's a cool machine. I don't play slots, but if I played slots, I'm going to play that slot. Anyway, Tram is here on my way back to Crash at Caesars. Hope all is well. Keep up the great work. Thanks, guys.
All right.
That's how they get you with the Wonka.
There was a sixth call in which he repeated all of calls 4 and 5, which people often do when they...
Are inebriated.
Or doing a series of drunken calls. They get more repetitive as they go on. Anyway, thank you, Strickland. We appreciated your calls and your reviews and your sharing your drunken antics with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One last call before we go. This is the drunkest and most incoherent, or least coherent, of the lot this week, and also one that put a big smile on my face.
Here we go. Oh, big up. It's Kevin. God, Kevin.
Get the ball.
Point yourself. Okay. Big up. This is a fantasy football draft here at the D.
Tim will really appreciate this message, but he's home alone with both dogs while Michelle is on. But next weekend, he's going on a fishing trip, and Michelle's home with both dogs.
Nicole books all of our travel arrangements.
Uh-huh.
And thus knows she hacked my calendar, obviously.
Ruh-roh, fishing.
About 4.5 weeks until shift gets real over here, so enjoy your time while you have it, Tim. Yeah, get ready, because David Rothero is ready.
Uh-oh.
Let's be realistic here. We are sitting here a long bye. We just watched a lot of football. We're getting ready for the opening night of the NFL. But all I'm going to do is ensure the fact that we have enough beverages available. Time's up.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Are beverages available?
What's that?
Are beverages available?
So many beverages available. We got a whole pile of
a plethora of beverages.
Wildfire is all about continuous improvement. Give it yourself.
We're working out. We're going to get back. Okay, here's our guy. We're giving his phone back.
Who do we hate? Ohio State. Good night.
All right, then. Thank you to
our friend Kevin, who posted a picture of those shenanigans.
At Got Kevin.
Yep.
On Twitter. You can follow all of his untapped beer tastings on Twitter. Apparently, he didn't remember leaving that message because I mentioned something on Twitter and...
I could see why.
Yeah. And, of course, our friends Derek and Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready for VIMP, apparently.
Yep. They're stocking up.
Yep. All right. So that's pretty much what it's going to sound like at VIMP, but with, like, 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans will ensue. All right. Thank you to everyone for their calls, drunk and sober, somewhere in between. We enjoy them all. This week's listener purchase of the week. I chose a book this week, and it's a book I happen to be reading at this very moment.
Ooh.
Amy
Schumer's. Well, not at this very moment, because you're doing a show.
During the calls, I'd like to read a novel or an autobiography. Or Amy Schumer's book, The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. I've been enjoying it a great deal. I read a lot of comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Not comic books. I hate comic books. Books by stand-up comedians, let's put it that way. And this one's a little different than many of them, and I've been enjoying it. It takes a serious twist several times. I know you already read it.
Yep.
Did you enjoy it? I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I give Amy Schumer's book a hearty endorsement. And thank you to whoever purchased that and whoever has been using our Amazon link for many, many other things. There's been a bunch of, I had a hard time choosing this week because there's been
a flurry of activity.
A lot of activity. Thank you all for using the Amazon link. When you are going to buy something on Amazon, if you click through the link at 500bymidnight.com before you add things to your cart, we get a small percentage of your purchase. You don't have to spend anything additional. It's an easy way to support the show, and we do appreciate that. And yes, we have a ton of PayPal Karma donations to get to because it's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm going to rattle through these kind of quickly, but thank you to all of you. We appreciate it. So the first one, actually, I have to apologize to this gentleman because this came in several weeks ago and I somehow missed it.
Oh.
So, Michael, I apologize for overlooking your Karma donation. And at that time, it was a Karma donation. It was before a trip, which has since passed, for their 20th anniversary for him and his wife. Anniversaries. Congratulations. And 13.
It's the 20th. 20th's
I know,
20
is a big deal. 13 of their family and friends. That's a big trip.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine doing that. I mean, we did it for our wedding, but.
We won't be doing it for anniversary, is what you're saying?
I don't see us having a big anniversary family and friends gathering. Seems like a bit much.
For us.
For us, yeah. I'm not criticizing what anybody else does.
Right.
Well, not right now. Sometimes I do, but not this specific instance.
So, okay.
We're not going to... Our 20th anniversary is coming up. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that.
No, we are not.
Kudos to him for doing that.
Yes, it sounds like that's what they wanted, and I hope they had a wonderful time.
See, not only do I forget his thing,
but you managed to insult him in the process.
I know. Boy, I'm an ass.
Way to go. Way to go.
Anyway, thank you. We do appreciate it.
We really do.
Yep. Recurring monthly donations from Kelly and Tom. Thank you to both of them.
So let me just backtrack a little bit. For some people, the more the merrier. He said it was like his mini version of Vim.
I know. He had a great time.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. Okay. Thank you, Kelly and Tom.
Yes. Our friend Melanie, who we heard from earlier, she said that the karma donation was because we enjoy getting drunk and exploring canals. I think that was a reference to something on a previous show. And because we're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
She said we're awesome.
She's awesome, too.
We've had a lot of love this week from our listeners.
Yay.
All right, Anna. First time karma donation for an upcoming trip in 2 weeks. Might be right now because, you know, it's been a couple weeks since we did a show. Celebrating an event that only her husband and I should give a shit about. And that Tim definitely won't. Anna, happy anniversary to you and your husband. And she said, and she's passed on a note to you that she's from a small town in southwest England called Ottery St. Mary.
Ooh.
Through which the River Otter flows.
Oh, awesome.
And if, unless it has otters in it, you don't really care, though, do you? No, you don't. If it has otters in it, cool.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right, Marty and RJ with karma donation. Marty posted a picture on the Facebook group of some kick-ass craps action where they cleared out the
you
rack.
Mean, oh, wait, could you clarify that?
The game.
The game, okay.
He didn't post a picture. Definitely don't post those pictures on the Facebook group.
No.
You'll get your ass banned for posting pictures of your crap.
Yes.
He was playing craps and they cleaned out the rack at Cromwell, having a great time, and shared the wealth with us via a very, very generous karma donation.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Longtime listeners and supporters. Marty and RJ have been listening forever.
Yeah, they have.
I remember their names coming up like years ago, probably on those shows that I think it's Eric who's listening from the start. I'm sure. I think there was something where we had some giveaways early on. I feel like Marty and RJ might have won one of the early giveaways, like some shitty tote bag or something. Anyway, so thank you so much. We appreciate it. A karma donation from Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Terrence with an, he said, overdue for a royal flush pre-birthday, lucky Vegas trip number 7 karma donation.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Taylor, again, longtime listener and supporter. I think we'll be seeing him at VIMF. He said it was because sometimes a man needs a solo trip and nonstop football betting and watching. Yeah, well,
Yay. There
you go. So I guess Tara wasn't along, his lovely better half. But he also then made a football bet for us, and there was a second karma donation because the Vikings won.
Oh, wow. Thank
See,
you.
See, people are doing this to us now, I think, like putting money on the Vikings so we have to cheer for them. I have mixed
Damn
feelings because obviously, yeah, I know, Nick and Michelle started that whole scam. All right. Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate it. People love my misery. Isn't that just something? Michelle called me a, not you, Michelle, Michelle Castle called me a dick on Twitter this week. And
it was funny.
When
I favorited it.
When certain people...
That's not a word, but, you know, I clicked
when,
the button.
I know.
In approval.
When certain people insult me, I take great joy in it. But then some people who I don't know at all, they insult me, and I'm like, fuck you, dude. And I just, like, I'm done with them.
Yep.
But I know it's all good-hearted fun with her, and I totally deserved it, too.
Yeah.
So it brought a smile to my face. Anyway, moving along. Why are we talking about Nick and Michelle again?
Because they're awesome.
Ruining our lives with that football bet. Karen with a karma donation in support of a short trip at the end of September. She was lucky enough to score Killers tickets for one of their Samstown shows.
Oh, awesome.
That is awesome. Lauren and Andrew.
Killers, awesome. Samstown, take or leave.
The album or the place?
I like the album. I could take or leave the casino.
All right.
Mostly leave. I've never been.
I would probably go to Samstown for a killer show.
I would.
All right, Lauren and Andrew said thanks Tim and Michelle for the. Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks Michelle and Tim for the podcast.
Aww.
Specified it that way because it's always Tim and Michelle, so I thought I'd switch it up. Is what she said. Karma donation for their much needed trip next week.
Oh, thank you.
Have a
Good
great
luck.
Time. Our friend Tom from SoCal. I think Tom is one of the recurring donors, but he also did a separate one.
Oh,
this is a double donation, double bonus donation. For his 40th birthday trip in 2 weeks.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Have an
birthday
awesome time.
To you, and I know we'll be seeing him at VIMF.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel from Wisconsin with a karma donation.
Thank
you,
sir.
Ryan said, thank you both for the podcast. It's my favorite part of going to work every Sunday. I'm sorry we let you down last week. I have a trip coming up at the end of the month. I'm hoping for a little luck at the tables and a lot of luck avoiding hangovers.
Good luck on both those things.
Agreed. Thank you. Hope you have a great time. Gina with a Karma donation, a quickie solo 3-night trip, which is happening. It just happened. Just got done with it.
I hope you had a good time.
Loves the show. Thank you for that. Glad you enjoy it, and I hope you had a great time. Sarah, Vegas in 4 days. Thanks for keeping us updated and entertained by all things Vegas. You're welcome, and thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Our friends Damon and Chris from the UK.
Yay.
They've got a guy trip coming up in just a few days.
Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And finally, Michael with a Karma donation for a Vegas trip, which starts today. Hope you have a great time, Michael. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone for the support. It means a lot to us.
Yes.
You guys are just amazing. All right.
The emotional support, too.
Has there been emotional support?
Yes.
Well, I mean, recently. Of course there has. Like
during this show.
During this show?
Yeah.
Oh, all the people saying they love us?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about something specific.
Why? Is there something specific I should know about that you need emotional support for?
Not at the moment, but that's what I was wondering. I'm like, is there... I don't know what's going on, but anyway, yes, our listeners are amazing, so thank you all for everything. All right.
I just like to confuse you.
You do it well. I appreciate that. I should keep track of all the times you confuse me, and we can read that list at Vince.
Yeah.
All right. I have a book. It's called The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. You can find all the details at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. If you like the podcast, you'll probably like the book. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give that casino review because we're trying to wrap up the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next week.
Next week. Sure.
Next week. We'll have
it's not that exciting, but I do have some things to say.
All right. We'll do a... All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's okay. I forgot about it, too, until now. So okay.
Remind me next week, and we'll definitely do it.
Okay.
All right. You can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. Show notes, links, all the advertising stuff that we talked about. 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions, and it's that time where I start begging for them because I get nervous about not having enough content at VIMF, and I like to have a few questions in the hopper just in case. So send them my way. You might hear it on the show. Actually, you will at some point, I'm sure. But maybe at VIMF, maybe after. We'll see. You can find us both on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line, 702-866-9494. Call it drunk, sober, otherwise, reviews, observations, Vegas-y wishes, whatever. I'm going fishing.
Good.
You're going to spend some quality time with your puppies.
Mm-hmm. And my mom.
And your mom. And I think I'm ready for a few days in the boat. You can tell I'm kind of wound up a little tight tonight.
Yeah, you're a little antsy.
All right, so I'm going to do that. And next week I'll be back and we'll talk about Vegas again. And
all right.
Your casino review and maybe the dogs will behave a little bit better next
week. You're thinking about your lures right now, aren't you?
I'm thinking about sitting in the middle of a lake and having beer. The beer part I can do, I mean, I'm doing the beer part right now, but doing it in the middle of the lake is a little bit different vibe, so I'm looking forward to several days of lake drinking and fishing and catching lots of fish.
Good.
Which I will throw back because that's what we do. Just sport. Just for the sport. I just like to make them late. Is that a Mitch Hedberg bit? Why am I still talking?
I don't know.
Thank you guys for listening, emailing, commenting, calling, blah, 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 blah. We love you. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Bye.